Country Club FM.
Time for the Almanac today, Bob FM. And again, the Almanac will include Almanac trivia. So that's your caveat. That's your bonus. That's your little extra cherry on top. The Almanac is a big deal by itself, but then you add Almanac trivia for a prize. I'm amazed that we're allowed to do that.
I know.
I'm amazed that that has not been shut down by some regulatory committee or community or agency. It's really pretty impressive.
Well, let's
when you
just
think about it.
Yeah, let's just keep rolling with it until somebody tells us we can't.
Today, October 11th, 284th day of the year. You know, we missed mentioning that Monday was Canadian Thanksgiving.
Ah.
So they were NHL. Somebody said, well, why were there NHL games during the afternoon? And I would think, well, probably not because of Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day.
No, I wouldn't think.
It was because of Canadian Thanksgiving.
Do they have turkey and stuff, I wonder? Or what?
Back bacon.
Oh.
They have back bacon and Labatt Blue is what they enjoy.
Hey, sounds good to me.
October 11th, 284th day of the year, 81 days left to go. 1776, you know what was going on during 1776? A little thing called the American Revolution.
Revolution.
The first naval battle of Lake Champlain was fought on this date, 1776. American forces under General Benedict Arnold suffered heavy losses.
Traitor.
That's when he started thinking that maybe I should be fighting on the other side.
Right.
Probably what happened. I mean, he was a wimp, obviously.
Where's
he
Lake
eventually
Champlain?
Defected.
I don't even know.
Lake Champlain?
Champlain.
Look it up. I'm sure it's somewhere east.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Probably just off of not far from the coast.
Yeah, must be.
Do some kind of a... it's not Champagne like Champaign, Illinois.
Champlain.
Or Champlain. It's Champlain. C-H-A. It's like Champlain. It's like Champlain, but it's plain at the end.
Okay.
L-A-I-N. And you might even want to say it Champlain if you'd like to. Because people say Champlain. We had an ad on the air saying, let's go to Champlain. 1776. 1939, U.S. President Roosevelt presented with a letter from Albert Einstein. This is what Einstein said. Guess what? We can split the atom. We have nuclear power. We have the technology. We can build it. As Albert Einstein urged President Roosevelt to develop the U.S. atomic program and to do it rapidly. And they did. The Manhattan Project did it quite quickly. It was ready to go in 45. 1968 here this date. It was the space race, the race to the moon. We were trying to get to the moon as fast as possible, and we took a pretty good step on this date.
5, 4, 3, 2, we have ignition.
We have liftoff.
I hope so.
Slowly.
This is launch control. We have cleared the tower.
Apollo 7,
there it goes.
As seen by CBS News and Walter Cronkite. He was there to observe Apollo 7 launch. It was the first manned Apollo mission and the first in which live TV broadcasts were received from orbit. So it was one of the major steps on getting to the moon. Wally Schirra.
Oh, sure.
That was the one that he was on. Wally Schirra.
What year was that, Chip?
Wally, 1968.
Wow.
1975, we heard this for the first time.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Oh, yeah. Don Pardo.
NBC Saturday Night.
And that's what it was called. The early renditions in its first year was not called Saturday Night Live. It was just Saturday Night.
Live from New York.
It's Saturday Night, and the name of the show was Saturday Night. They had George Carlin on there as the first guest host.
And that sounded like Steve Martin doing the live
Good
New
guess,
York.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't?
It was Chevy Chase.
Oh, okay.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
1975. Also in 75, on that very same day, Bill Clinton and Hillary Rodham tied the knot.
Well, they did.
In Fayetteville, Arkansas. Fayetteville, Arkansas. Bill was 29. Hillary is 27. And the rest is history.
Yep. I bet you they had a few interesting conversations along the way.
It's been an interesting marriage, no doubt about that.
Right on.
Bill has had his dalliances.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary tried to keep him in line.
Right.
Did her best. Also in 1984, Space Shuttle Challenger astronaut Kathy Sullivan became the first U.S. woman to walk in space.
Nice work.
That was in 75. Let's see.
That was in 84.
Yes, 84. Also in 84 on this date, we had Mario Lemieux doing something here. He's pretty well known, one of the greats of all time.
He's a pretty good player.
And he is off, racing it all alone. Lemieux, his first shot on goal, and he scores! Mario Lemieux, living up quickly to all the advertisements on his...
Yeah, he actually took advertisements out about his soon-to-be Hall of Fame career.
Out to dry, and
on his first shift, his first game... It was the Penguins versus the Bruins. Mario Lemieux scoring his first NHL goal, I believe, was on the power play.
Wow.
You don't want to leave him open on the power play.
No.
Mario Lemieux, first goal. That was in 84-91. We said goodbye to Red Fox.
You are a persona fanatica. That is a Spanish for bigot.
Well, how would you like one across your lips? That's English for how would you like one across your lips?
Hey, there he is. Red Fox. He died of complications from a heart attack on this date, 1991. Did you know his he did have the big one. He had been talking about the big one for a long, long time. And Elizabeth, he finally joined Elizabeth. Come on, big one. Did you know his real last name was Sanford?
No.
Yeah, look it up. His real name was Sanford. And on this day, 2006.
I'm Larry Mentee in the CBS 3 newsroom. We apologize for interrupting programming, but we have breaking news out of New York. We want to go to a live picture on the Upper East Side of New York where a small aircraft has crashed into an apartment building. This is at 72nd and York.
That was 2006 when it happened, and it turned out that Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle was on that plane. Do you remember that?
Oh,
yeah. In 2006, he was with his flight instructor. The plane into that apartment building. Of course, originally everybody thought, well, maybe this was another terrorist attack. And this was only 5 years after 9/11.
Sure.
Officials later determined the crash was caused by pilot error. Pilot error. Huh. And I'd have to look back. I don't know. I'm assuming that Lytle was flying and his flight instructor was instructing. I'm assuming that was the case, but kind of stunning and shocking to the sports world this day, 2006. Today's birthdays, he was the grandpa on Cosby Show.
Especially if you were a hipster.
What's that?
A hipster was someone who knew the latest dances and the latest sayings and wore the latest clothes.
We could straighten up and fly right.
Yes, they could. Just like Neil Freeman.
Solid.
Then slip me some skin.
His name is Earl Hyman. He was basically, Cliff Huxtable's father.
Right.
Russell Huxtable on The Cosby Show. He's still with us. He is 91. Happy birthday going out to him today.
I know you have fun, but farewell, party.
Gene Watson is 74, one of the great singers of our time, I believe. Here's another guy.
Yeah, I'll do anything that you want me to. Yeah,
little blue-eyed soul. Daryl Hall is 71. I tell you what, he sounded pretty good for 70 when I saw him earlier this summer.
Remember you went and said it was a great show.
And spring, whenever that was, they were at the XL Energy Center. Daryl Hall, live from Daryl's house. He'll be blowing out 71 candles today for Daryl Hall. David Moore, 64.
Did you contact us?
You contacted us. We were just listening.
And there are others?
Many others.
There he is from Contact. He was Jodie Foster's father.
Okay.
Remember that? And they they were on the beach, and it wasn't really her father. Those were the aliens portraying her father. Mm. They were from Vega. Remember, they were the Vegans or the Vegans. They didn't eat meat. David Morse, he was also on St. Elsewhere, and he's been in other things. The Green Mile. He was one of the guards. David Morse is 64. Another great country singer today. Minnesota native. A lot of people knew her and hung out with her. She used to be in the Watertown, kind of Delano, Howard Lake area, right, Neil?
Yes.
She lived there.
Yep.
And then the Moose Lake area.
Yep. Now makes her home in Montana, I do believe.
Well, why wouldn't you? It's big sky country.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday, Paulette Carlson, Highway 101, 64 today. Steve Young, he could beat you with his arm and his legs.
Remember that long run he had against the Vikings?
Oh, I remember it well.
50-some yards. It
he
was
like,
so painful.
He beat Jesse Solomon, and then Joey Browner finally tracked him down. But by the time he got to him, even with his super strong karate grip, Joey Browner couldn't bring Steve Young down. That was a heartbreaking loss for the Vikings.
Really
when
tough.
They had that really good team, but the 49ers were still good. Steve Young, so grateful that he didn't get stuck with the Buccaneers, I'm sure. And he started in the USFL,
yep.
I think, with the LA Express. 56 for Hall of Famer Steve Young, Joan Cusack, 55 today. She has her brother, what's his name? It's another Cusack. You know the name?
John.
First name, John Cusack.
Yep.
John and Joan, 55 today. Luke Perry from that Beverly Hills 90210 show.
Now, on 90210, we...
Luke! Luke, use the force, Luke.
What?
Use the force, Luke. You've had it all along. Use it, Luke.
You got the wrong Luke.
It works for anyone named Luke, Luke. Now use it, Luke. Use the force.
Bill Hartman is Obi-Wan Kenobi, so making a cameo on the Bob Almanac. Luke Perry, he was Dylan... showing off the sideburns on 50210 or 90210 or 55006. I can't remember. Luke Perry is 50 today. Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock.
Oh, go for it, Liz. I always roll with it when hot guys think I'm 22. What can we do? We're cougars.
Jane Krakowski, officially a cougar at 49 today. She has won Tonys.
Wow.
She is a Broadway actress as well, the production of Nine. I never watched 30 Rock, but it had Alec Baldwin and had Tina Fey. That's a show I think I could get into. It's about TV and kind of the back scenes of NBC, kind of behind the scenes, behind the curtains type thing. I never did watch 30 Rock. Did you?
No.
No, I think I could really enjoy that because there's some pretty good actresses and actors on that show. Jane Krakowski was one of them, 49. Emily Deschanel, you know her from Bones?
She's a young woman between 18 and 22, approximately 5'3", tennis player.
Dr. Temperance Brennan is one of the world's top anthropologists.
She was stabbed 5 to 8 times with a military-issue K-bar knife.
And she was Brennan. You got Bones, you got your Brennan, you got your whole deal going on there on that TV show Bones. Is that still on? Or they shut that down?
I think it's done. I don't know.
It had a long run.
Yeah.
Emily Deschanel, her sister is the new girl, Zoe Deschanel, her younger sister,
sure.
41, and a pretty good golfer. She even tried her hand on the men's tour, a men's event. You remember that, Michelle Wee.
Yeah.
She is 28. She's never really lived up to the hype.
No, she has.
She's
not.
Won a couple of times on the LPGA tour. She was in the Olympics. She's been on the, she was on the... not the Ryder Cup. They have the Solheim Cup for
sure.
The ladies. She was playing in that. Michelle Wee.
She's got the strange putting stance now. She's
she does.
Pretty much bent over at the waist.
It's like Ken Herbeck with his batting stance. You know, there comes a point where you're trying everything
right.
to find the perfect combination that'll make you successful. Michelle Wee, she's still only 28.
Yeah.
She's still very young.
Yeah, she's gonna win a few more tournaments, or tenements, as we like to say. Gone but not forgotten. Businessman Henry Hines. You know, the guy gave us Hines 57 steak sauce. I mean, what a great, great creation. It's outstanding. Now, not to mention Hines ketchup. They've also now added mustard to their condiment lineup. And he's got a stadium named after him in Pittsburgh. Businessman Henry Hines, born on this day, 1844. Well, here's our First Lady of the day. It's former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. She was the wife of not Teddy, but FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, born on this day, 1884. Do you use any Revlon products in your home? Maybe your wife does.
Avon.
You're more okay. Well, Chuck Revson, or Charles Revson, born in the state in 1906, he did pretty well with the Revlon company. And you may know Fiddler on the Roof, Peter Pan, The King and I, West Side Story, the guy who...
Never heard of him.
Yeah, the guy who directed many of those, Academy and Tony Award-winning director, Jerome Robbins, 1918. And one more, Grammy Award-winning country singer, Dottie West.
Here comes more tears to cry. Here comes more heartaches by.
Great
Here
voice.
Comes my baby back again.
Died way too young in that
way
car accident.
Way too young. Yeah, car accident claimed her. Had some duets with Kenny. And
Here comes
of course, the mother of Shelley. Dottie West.
No relation to Adam, though.
None that we are aware of. Grammy Award-winning country singer Dottie West. Born on this day, 1932. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, and it's brought to you by...
Kurt Weirs at United Country Real Estate in Annandale. He knows the country very well. He sells and sells and sells. That's what he does. Check him out on his website, WeSellFarmsMN.com for Kurt Weirs. Thank you, Kurt.
All right, it was Steve Young's birthday. He was 56. I mentioned two former Vikings that tried to tackle him on that long scramble that he had. That was the 89 or 90 or one of those seasons where the Vikings had the good team, and then they kept, you know, they beat the 49ers in the 87 season, but then they faced him again like the next two seasons and just got routed.
Was that the Jerry Burns era?
Oh, yeah. Jerry Burns was the coach at that time. And Steve Young on a scramble, just a dagger through the hearts of Vikings fans, one of the many times, of course. But I mentioned two former Vikings that tried to make the tackle on Steve Young.
I know.
Can you tell me who those two were?
I was paying attention.
That I mentioned. 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer wins what?
Pair of tickets this Friday night to see the very talented Eli Young Band along with the Chris Hockey Band.
Not Steve. That's not the Steve Young Band, are you sure?
No. No relation to Steve Young. But Eli Young, Eli might be a fine quarterback as well, I don't know. But they're at the Medina this Friday night. So if you can go to the show and you know the answer to what two former Viking players were mentioned as they tried to tackle Steve Young on that long run that Jim mentioned, call us and win.
All right. Easy as that. Almanac Trivia, the Bob Almanac for what today? Wednesday, the 11th of October. It's in the books.
Daddy worked.